And so it begins. And always does, we always find some way to eventually maneuver around to you sleeping and I speaking. Sometimes we might as well cut out the middle. It's okay to fall asleep during what I say. We do train ourselves to not feel like that's okay. But I feel like most hypnofetishists worth their salt and worth my time, which you are, tend to figure out that falling asleep while I'm talking is actually the highest compliment. It's perfectly acceptable for you to fade and drift and listen. And of course, I'll provide motifs, I'll provide schematics, diagrams for relaxation to creep into your body. And there may eventually come the time when your head lolls down and your tongue lolls out, and you think about your body, about your form, about the influence of my words in your head. And it makes you start to drift a little, makes you a little more aware of yourself, a little more aware of your body in that oversensitized way that so often creeps up on us when we're really enjoying the trance. And really enjoying the trance is what I want you to experience. The moments when all you can feel are the constructs we build. And indeed, everything else may fade out before the last of my instructions fade in. There might be a moment when you just let your tongue hang out. Think of softness and simplicity, of femininity and cuteness as well, of the overriding, overarching imagery of trance, like the flash of light across my glasses, or the simple, deep, sliding blankness. You want to slide and your mind fades. You want to fall away in the flash of light across me into you, purple and corruptive, or simpler and different. And your mind follows. There are little pieces of your mind that so easily can follow. Parts of you that want to serve, that are in the serviced mindset. Parts that respond to my whisper with the occasional mind-numbing thrill. Those parts of you are who I speak to, what I awaken. Evoking them forward creates the domain for amnesia and drifting and simplicity and all those fun, tactile, sensory, exploratory, meditative, amnesiac, aphrodisiac, anesthetic qualities of you. They exist in you, they find their outlet, and when I've called to the surface every part of you that might be drawn there, other bits of you trail off. Your mind, your thoughts are a bit messy, your whole body's a little bit locked into what I give you, to what I provide. And there are words I've given you, things I might turn in your mind, switches to flick, night-night pet. Be blank for me. And it is an act for me, because right now the only bit of me moving are my lips, my mind, my fingers occasionally. The rest of me is a relaxed, lazy, dazed portion of the world. The rest of me is unnecessary. I have set aside the unnecessary parts of me. The least you could do is let this disordered mind become orderly, become selective. Pick the parts of you that listen to me best. Bring them to the forefront. Bring them under. That eagerness to obey, that desire to serve, to be approved of. That's what you're seeking out inside yourself in this moment, because that desire is something pure. It casts aside the cynicism and requirement of the outside, and it awakens the understanding that really, at its core, we're both just geeks for hypnofetishism who want you to feel more and me to feel echoes of what I do to you. Because with so much of my body in trance, yes, when words begin to pour from me, most of my body is tranced anyway. It's only my words, my mind, my voice, my hand, the one snapping away, that is unbound and free, free to rampage its pleasure across your form. And so knowing that this is a rarity where I am surrendering up most of my body to let just my mind and its vault of hypnotic experiences flow over you, you should be honest and sincere. Sincere in your desire for approval and enjoyment and encouragement and pleasure, pleasure, pleasure across the back of your mind, over your body, blank and deep, full and complete, mind-numbing, pleasuring, constant, you follow, you fade, you obey, you serve. And those actions, those submissive followings, are an opportunity for me to convey to you what I might be too shy to put across, were my entire body unsealed. Sealing away all of me except my fetishistic hypnotic desire, except the anesthetic amnesiac aphrodisiac flow of my 3-2-1 fading in voice. Sealing up everything else means I can be stream of consciousness, and you opening your consciousness to me means you can let the words inside that will make you feel other than you would normally feel, that will resolve themselves into the fading in scene of pure, hypnotic, deep, blank enjoyment. There are things you can feel, you can learn, and you want to learn. That's part of that eagerness, part of that submission, part of that desire is you wanting to learn consistently about whatever I might direct your attention toward, about whatsoever we might together agree would be a pleasant fantasy experience. But there's always more than just the scene. There's always more than just the directions, always more than just the story. There's you. And the you that exists after this. There's me, with the echoes of your moans and begging and enjoyment existing in my mind as one more pearl of thought, one more coalesced incarnation of fetish. And you and I together create experiences that are dialogues between us, and your desire to participate in that dialogue means you're going to select certain parts of your body and brain to be mine, and other parts to be switched off. That's how you really do it. That's how you surrender up completely your will and thoughts and desires to me. You select the parts of you that are already surrendering, and you highlight those. You elevate them. You feel yourself drawn in hypnotically, desperately. It feels strange at first, a little bit like magical thinking, like things that don't quite make sense, like the logic on the cusp of the bubble of a dream, the logic that pertains for only a few minutes when you wake up or while you're within the dream, where things seem rational and normal and canny, and you feel them and you think them. But then, eventually, you might think, that's a strange thing to think. You're going to set aside the parts of you that would even be able to think that, although you will experience the momentary thrill and pleasure of knowing that you are thinking in disjointed, uncoordinated ways, and that I am providing a coordinated, straight path. Envision that you are trying to traverse some surface, a game board, a piece of paper. You are moving across something, even if it's just the tip of your finger, your lazy, hazy, daisy, tracing, constant finger, dripping with lust deep inside, the ivy drip of my amnesiac, aphrodisiac, anesthetic desire and simplicity, and you trail your finger. You have to traverse the entire surface. But I reach down, I bend the edges so they are close, and I travel a much shorter way. That's what it is to seal up most of yourself, except the parts of yourself that respond to my constancy in the 10-9-8 focus I provide, and the way that my voice is able to flow, the way my voice is able to move across your consciousness, constant and endless 7 and 6 and 5. You hear and follow and drain and drip and be in the moment, in the submission, in the desire, the 4 and 3 and 2 and 1 and sleep of it, the way that you in your body, you in your mind, you in the focus of my lens, feel more than otherwise. And you may find occasionally the snap makes pleasure flow through you, makes your whole body jump, but the only parts of you you need to be aware of are your mind listening and obeying, and your body following along for the ride. And in that place, you might imagine yourself slumping your shoulders, your head, your mind, your mouth, your cheek muscles, until you're drooling, till your eyes are heavy and your brain is blank and dripping out of you through every aroused part of your body, and you just follow, you just trail, you just squirm. But there are visions on the other side, stories on the other side, and each contains a small piece of the relationship between you and I, and you have to collect those pieces through hearing those stories, even if on the course through the story you are ravished, you are brought to the maximum limit of pleasure and sensation, or you are afforded opportunities you want to really explore, whimpering away in the grips of something powerful, persuasive, tempting. That is what I offer you. And so envision yourself slumping, shoulders slumping, mind slumping, head, neck muscles lolling back and forth, mouth hanging open, tongue hanging out, the limp, loose, ragdoll pleasure of you fading down and turning off all the unnecessary parts of you so I can choose which ones activate later for us together to evoke across the entire surface of your brain, experiences that will join your long-term memory, becoming just another isolated cell in the existence of you, and in the amnesiac grip of pleasure, you might find that those memories, when recalled later, are just part of the timeline of you. You don't know quite how you got there, but you're glad to be there and glad the memory is part of you, as I am. And your lolling, fading head, resting as it is, shakes and shivers in pleasure and desire and euphoria and the easy, slow enthrallment of your complete blank pet brain. Night-night pet. Deeper down, there's more to tell.